Well, we were happy to see, of course, Kennedy has made his debut before already, but Loftus-Cheek also in some previous games, but now he was in full 90 minutes. It's good to see that that they need that. They need the substantive Premier League, which is not easy, but I'm happy with the performance. And at the end, we could step up with Glock Salter at the end as well. So it's nice to, it's good to see the youngsters and to give them time.
Matt Miazga was amongst them, and also Alexander Pato, as well, of course. Just a word on those two.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Miazga, and I think he had a proper game. He was on a young age with playing with experience, and he was good guided by the guys with experience. And at the end, Pato could play a long period and got his first goal. So it was good. So it was not easy for him in the beginning because he had to make a pre-season. And I didn't want to bring him too early because he would have been killed when he was not physically up to the game.
Is he a player with quite a lot to prove, do you think?
Well, he has the quality, but when you want to be successful in Premier League in England, then you have to be very, very fit and very competitive, and that the basic physical condition must be top, and then on top of that you can use your quality. It's not the other way around. It's difficult.
You've talked about making some experiments, and you did that today. They went positively for you, didn't they?
Yeah, I must say it was not the most difficult game. To be honest, and you have to make a judgment also when the tough games are coming in and some youngsters might step in or start, then there can be a better judgment. But the experience for them is good.
Pride is something that the players will have to play for for now to the end of the season. But for yourself as well, having been unbeaten in the Premier League since your return, is that something that you'd love to see through to the end of the season?
But that's a personal record, but that's not that important. For me, for the club, it's more important to see youngsters coming in every now and then when it's possible, with a risk that you have a defeat in the near future. I prefer that than my personal interest.
But for the young players to come in and also to keep getting the results and get up higher into the top half of the table.
Yeah, then they are coming up and climbing also in the hierarchy of the club, and that's very important.
Last question, no Gary Cahill or John Terry today. How serious are those absentees with those injuries?
Well, John had, a minor injury on his tendon in the Achilles, and surprisingly, Gary came back from this game against Holland, not playing, was on the bench, but I did a warming up, but he came in on a day after and he was injured. It was a little bit odd situation.